Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Danny Fry, Ryan Wiggins, Brad Range.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
Say, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
And it's a Friday. Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk in the afternoon. I hope you're getting lunch, and I hope you're spending at least the next hour with us. You'll be glad you did. Jamie Lisso is going to be in studio with us in about 25 minutes from right now. And you know him from his comedy shows. He's been in a lot in series that you've watched. And of course, you see him as a regular guest on Gutfeld. Hilarious writer and producer, actor and comedian, Jamie Lisso, in about 25 minutes from right now. A reminder, if you want to watch us as he's going to be in studio, you can join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. But you can also stream us on the Odyssey app, Crystal Clear Connection, everywhere you go. So it turns out, yesterday we were talking a little bit about James Comey and the pending indictment, talking with Hans von Spakovsky, among other people, about the timing on that. They have a five-year statute of limitations that was going to run out on September 30th. And it is today, Friday, September 26th. So they got it in time. Yes, James Comey has officially been indicted. And I think that the real question that we're going to all be asking ourselves very quickly is, okay, is this the moment that everybody has been waiting for? Have you been simmering over the thought of revenge and this is finally it? Or is it justice? Or do you not care? Are you just like, how much does it cost me to fill my cart full of groceries? I think we're talking to people who fall in all of those camps. Maybe some people who are like, who's James Comey? Maybe we'll ask Jamie Lisso all those questions here in a bit. Our poll question for today is James Comey's indictment, the pursuit of justice or revenge? Justice, revenge, or why not both? I think there are going to be quite a few people who maybe choose the both of it. Fox News reports today, President Donald Trump told reporters Friday that the indictment against former FBI Director James Comey is about pursuing longstanding corruption and not political payback. So the president himself is telling us, no, this isn't a revenge situation. This is about justice. Remember when yesterday I played this clip eventually, and it was a little montage of Democrats saying over and over and over and over again, no one is above the law. In my house, it sounds like Moana's dad saying, no one goes beyond the reef. If you know, you know. When the Democrats repeatedly, over and over and over again, it was the battle cry of the pursuit, the lawfare that they threw against Donald Trump. No one is above the law. And it turns out that it really feels like if you were somebody who was the most in hot pursuit of trying to get Donald Trump effectively unable to run for office again, God forbid he win a second term in office, if you were one of the lead people trying to seal the deal, that Donald Trump would not be qualified or electable to win a second term. That no one is above the law thing is kind of bouncing off the wall like one of those red rubber dodgeballs. It makes that boing sound when it hits and it's smacking him right back in the face. Is it revenge to go after Letitia James for mortgage fraud in New York, which is essentially fraudulent documents, is essentially what they got Donald Trump for, with campaign financing, and it was a ledger issue, and Donald Trump's like, I pay people to do these things. If it was marked wrong, they did it. And they're like, but your name, you're the one who hired him. You're the one whose final name is on the documents. That's exactly the same defense that Letitia James is going to need to explain why she has multiple homes listed as her primary residence in order to get more favorable rates. They accused Donald Trump in Mar-a-Lago of overvaluing his property in order to look better on paper to get more favorable financial situations set up for him so he could do business. They said, you overinflated the value of Mar-a-Lago. It's worth $18 million, which is apparently the most laughable thing in real estate. Somehow or another, they got away with it. So they said, you manipulated the system to get yourself a better financial position, and we're going to get you for it. And they were doing the same thing, and maybe even not even knowingly doing the same thing. And that actually came up in the Trump trial in New York. Donald Trump's like, I pay people to do this stuff. If they check this box and not that box, you know, I'm not here trying to defraud anyone. No, nobody was hurt. There was no crime. There's no fraud. There's no victim here. And, you know, the true victim was Letitia James's ego, and she had to prove him wrong. And so she did. She got a conviction in court, which is in the appeal process right now. And it turns out that she can be accused of and charged with the same things that she tried to throw against Donald Trump. Does it look like revenge when Donald Trump is going after Letitia James? What about Adam Schiff? Same thing. Senator from California has a place in Virginia, and he's listing his home as a primary residence in both places in order to get more preferable rates. This is the stuff they went after Trump for. And they lay out this groundwork. They set up all the rules. They rewrite all the rules of basic decency, essentially. Because the most important thing at the end of the day is to get Trump. This is classic ends justifies the means logic. And that sucks. Ends justifies the means logic means you've determined what you have to do. Whatever you have to do to get there is justifiable. The end is to get Trump. Whatever you have to do to get Trump is justifiable. And there are a lot of people who truly believe they're doing like patriotic services to their country in the constant pursuit of Trump. But when will they understand that the more that they pursue this man, the more they try to get him, he's like, you cut off one head, three more grow back. He just gets bigger. He gets larger. He gets more powerful with each and every attack on this man that they levy at him. And now they're in a position to take a dose of their own medicine. Should people in power be held accountable for these things? Or not. I am of the mind that holding them accountable for the things that they believe people should be held accountable for is not a vindictive thing to do. It's to be expected. How could they look at this and I mean, other than to try to pander to the people who wake up in the morning and their first thought is, gosh, how am I going to get to hate Donald Trump today? It's like exciting for them. And they go to bed and they think about all of the ways I hated Donald Trump today. It was a good day. I filled my day with anger and hatred and fear of what Donald Trump is doing to this country. And I did a great job today. I was dejected the whole day. Look at me go. God bless America. Are we supposed to not pay attention to the things these folks were doing while they were trying to throw lawfare against then President Donald Trump, candidate Donald Trump, and now President Donald Trump? I don't think we turned a blind eye to this.
It began before I got to office. You know that. Wait a minute. Before I came to office, I started hearing rumors about Russia. I said, what the hell do I have to do with Russia? Nothing. And then it got worse and worse. And some of the fakers, not you, but some of the fake news picked it up and they loved it. And we went through a long time with that. And despite that, we had a great first term.
Because that's how it went, where they made you go and take a mugshot. Is this more about justice or is it about revenge?
It's about justice, really. It's not revenge. It's about justice. It's also about the fact that you can't let this go on. They are sick, radical left people, and they can't get away with it.
And they can't get away with it. That's what the president says there. And you have to ask yourself, what would revenge look like? Revenge would be to take people who wronged you and to seek out a way to wrong them back. Isn't that kind of what revenge is? I mean, I guess there doesn't have to be an inherent wrong in the picture in order for revenge to actually occur. But I've got a question. Wouldn't the true revenge that Americans should be concerned about regarding the likes of James Comey or maybe Adam Schiff or Letitia James or any of these other characters who continuously seem to be completely just dead set, their whole point in government is to try to take Trump down. Wouldn't revenge look like manufacturing something against these individuals to try to bring them down, to try to tie them up? Wouldn't lawfare look like something that was manufactured against them? Something that wasn't real. Something that you dig up and you contrive. Something that you got together in rooms that were closed door meetings in secret, where you planned and you plotted to try to do something to take those individuals out. Wouldn't that be what revenge would look for? I mean, at least in the negative sense. If the Democrats have said for years now, over a decade, over and over and over again, that no one is above the law, do they mean it or do they not mean it? Which one is it? Because if no one is above the law, and it's plain and simple, evidentiary on paper, that these individuals broke the law, defrauded the government or the banking system or whoever is defrauded when you don't tell the truth about your primary residences, if these individuals actually did it, and it's easily provable in a court of law. And if it's not easily provable in a court of law, then I'm going to be pretty unhappy myself. Why are you wasting our time with this? If it is easily provable and no one is above the law, why would we not play their game with them and beat them at it to get them to stop? Are we supposed to permit this type of behavior? Are the Republicans supposed to continuously over and over and over again take the punch over and over and over again? And then when we get into the position where we have a little bit of authority because the American people are so disgusted with those individuals who have had the levers of power under the Joe Biden auto pen administration, are we supposed to get power and be like, well, now we're going to show you how to do this the upstanding, nice way? Here's
he
Chuck
is
Todd.
Doing what he believes was done against him. There's no evidence that it was. But he doesn't care, and he just sees, hey, eye for an eye, right? This is sort of Old Testament justice in his head. Eye for an eye. You indicted my guy, me. I'm going to figure out how to get back at you.
So Chuck Todd thinks this is solely, completely, and justly revenge. That's all that there is to it. He says there's no evidence that there was lawfare against Donald Trump. Imagine a guy who's been covering the news for the last decade not being able to see this. You know he's corrupted. When he can't see where are my resident chat Democrats when you need them? How many charges were there against Donald Trump? How many felonies was he accused of, charged with? New York, Mar-a-Lago, Georgia, over and over and over and over again. Things are constructed against him, contrived against him, thrown at him, and they just fall apart. They just fall apart. And in New York, if you want to uphold some sort of conviction that came out of a ridiculous trial that is currently under appeal and will probably get tossed out, we'll wait and see. If you want to look at every instance of what has been thrown at this man, he wins over and over and over again. And even in the conviction that Letitia James got, it turns out she's guilty of the same damn thing that he was. And you're telling me for a hot second that Donald Trump's supposed to sit out prosecuting her for that? Or that his administration is supposed to sit out prosecuting her for that? Or the people of New York are supposed to sit out prosecuting for her for that? Why would this stuff ever stop if one side always gets to get away with it? That's how we got here. I don't think that this indictment is revenge, but I bet for Donald Trump it feels good. And I don't mind that at all. He can sit back. He better sit back. Let the Justice Department handle its business. Do this by the book, publicly by the book, in every way, shape, and form. And when the Letitia Jameses, the Adam Schiffs, and now the James Comey, who has just received an indictment for lying under oath, they've got the video and they've got the proof that he lied, when they have received from a grand jury this indictment of perjury, somebody stop make me prove why this should happen. Someone explain to me why it shouldn't happen. Don't talk to me about Donald Trump and this is revenge. Remember I said this yesterday. They never say that the guy was innocent. The guy who's been indicted, no one's out there talking about how innocent he is. They're trying to say, no. Don't look at that. Look over here, Donald Trump, revenge, revenge. I need you to take the revenge bait. Please take the revenge bait. This is really, really not looking good for us. And we're starting to line up the people who sought to get Trump. And they're all guilty of something. And if we go by our rules, no one is above the law. We're cooked. Are they defending Comey or are they attacking Trump? That's how you know how screwed they feel. Let me know if you think James Comey's indictment is a pursuit of justice or revenge, maybe both. It's on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We're going to take a quick break. In about 10 minutes, we're going to get Jamie Lisso in here. We'll set up the rest of the show for you when we come back. Go vote in the poll. Maybe I'll read a couple of your comments when we return. Don't go away. We're talking about the YouTube poll today. Is James Comey's indictment the pursuit of justice or revenge? Give us your thoughts. Justice, revenge, why not both? Those are the options on the youtube.com/@AnnieFry where you can find us. Bobo says the left will say revenge. I say justice. Revenge is the cherry on top. Russell said justice, although the auto pen must have run out of ink before they could pardon him for past and future crimes. I don't think Hillary Clinton's a very big fan of James Comey. I think Hillary Clinton places a lot of blame in James Comey's lap for the way he handled emails and all that stuff in the last week of October in 2016. I don't think she's a big fan. I don't know if that has effect. Who is controlling the auto pen? For every question I have a question that needs to be answered before it, basically. Scoot says there's no separation between the Department of Justice and Trump's desire for retribution. And Grant says, not political payback, but what is good for the goose is good for the gander. I like it. We also hear, just kind of discussed today, not in a really detailed way, that there might be possibly a solution formulating around Gaza. And when Donald Trump makes a suggestion that says that we might be pretty close to that, everybody goes, what? But there's still not a ton of news on it. So we're gonna wait and see if something about that ends up resurfacing before the end of the show. At the UN, Netanyahu today was giving a speech, and right when he was starting to give a speech, there's a bunch of people who got up and left the UN. Is the UN like, did anybody else have a problem with the escalator at the UN? Is it just the First Lady and President Trump who tried to step on the escalator and it stopped? Has anybody else had a problem with the teleprompter at the UN? If it is, I've missed it. I'm open to being corrected. But why is it that the President of the United States, where the UN is located, why is it that America is being treated this way? And you got, you know, are you thinking it's from within? I certainly am. Fox News reports Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech at the United Nations General Assembly was blasted across Gaza for Palestinians to hear. Thanks to a scheme from Israeli intelligence, the prime minister said he wanted to speak directly to the 20 living hostages who remain in Hamas captivity. You've heard President Trump, I'm interjecting here, but you've heard President Trump talking about the hostages. First and foremost, there's like everything that could be happening between Israel and Gaza, all the negotiations that need to be taking place. Everything that needs to be resolved. But in the midst of all of that, he's like, give me the hostages back. Give us the hostages back. And do it right now and do it all at once. Which is an appropriate way to address the situation, in my opinion. Netanyahu said, I want to do something I've never done before. I want to speak from this forum directly to those hostages through loudspeakers. I've surrounded Gaza with massive loudspeakers connected to this microphone in the hope that our dear hostages will hear my message. Netanyahu's office said he had ordered his speech to be played over loudspeakers from the Israeli side of the border with Gaza. Israeli does things differently. This is, imagine the United States setting up speakers on the border wall and blasting it over into Mexico, being, you know, sending a message, maybe to the government, maybe to the cartels, the people who are actually facilitating the trafficking of children, the trafficking of humans across that border for money, taking the kids across the border to get people into the United States, and then bringing the kids back south of the border so they can do it again and again. Netanyahu also went on to say, thanks to special efforts by Israeli intelligence, my words are now also being carried. They're streamed live through the cell phones of Gazans. But Israel's Channel 12 reported the Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, that's how we often refer to them, had been ordered to set up speakers and broadcast a speech inside the Gaza Strip, not on the border. Quote, to Netanyahu's regret, he is not Kim Jong-un, and the Israeli army does not need to broadcast the ruler's speech over loudspeakers while endangering soldiers in the field. The opposition leader, Yair Lapid, wrote on X. It's an unsettled world that we live in right now, and we're waiting to see if tomorrow will be a calmer day, as per the usual. Well, the next segment, I think it's going to be calmer. It's going to be funnier, that's for sure, because Jamie Lissow is coming to sit in with us for a couple of segments. And, of course, he is here in town to perform at the Funny Bone, but you guys are great. You already sold out a show. So you can check him out at jamielissow.com. Also on Instagram at I am Jamie Lissow. Also, you can check him out here on 97.1 next. Let's have some fun with Jamie Lissow next. Don't go away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is going to be the best day of my life. This is Jamie Lisso and my new favorite comedian, Matt Bergman, are now in studio with us. Hi, guys.
Oh, what's up? What's nice. Up?
Good morning.
Who's funnier?
Jamie.
It's tied.
You're saying that because you're the opener for him.
Yeah, of course. No, he really is. I would say that regardless. He's another level of a comedian at this point.
Is he right?
I'm making him very uncomfortable.
I'm getting very uncomfortable right now. I get uncomfortable with compliments, so I don't get uncomfortable very often.
I can relate to that. What do you do when someone says something nice about you?
Just what I'm doing now, which is I don't know what to say, and I start to stammer.
Panic? Yeah. A little bit of panic?
That's why I got remarried recently, but that's why my first marriage was so good. There was no compliments. I never felt uncomfortable.
Man.
Super cozy. Didn't work out, huh?
Did not work out.
But for the best for you, congratulations.
Yeah, there's some red flags back then. We had to forgive our younger selves, by the way, just in general, because if we think about all the mistakes we make. Because when I was in that relationship with my ex, I was going past red flags like an Olympic downhill skier. I was just slapping them as I went by.
So you're at the Funny Bone this weekend in St. Charles, correct?
At St. Charles, yeah.
But you're sold out. And I think that your name is so renowned now in the St. Louis area. You've been here enough times. I've seen your show. The people see you're coming and they just scoop them up.
It's wild. I like to advertise things that you can't go to.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing here today.
I say, I don't have the show times. And they're like, they're sold out. And and I said this to you off air, but I'm like, why are you still coming on the radio? Thank you.
Absolutely.
We appreciate that.
Can I tell you a true story? This is not a bit. Bergman can attest. Ron from the club can attest. I love St. Louis and feel St. Charles also. I feel the support from here because the first time I was started to do Gutfeld and started to see a little bit of traction, me and Bergman had gone. Let's tell you a quick story. We went to Raleigh, North Carolina. It was the first gig I did. Yeah. I was opening for Rob Schneider. And they go, hey, you're on Gutfeld. We're getting these ratings. I've done it five times. They go, we're going to book you. You got to start doing your own show. So I go, all right, me and Bergman are having lunch. And I go, I wonder if anyone's going to come. Like, I'm nervous. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, sometimes you can go on your phone and you can check like the seating chart of the club and see if any tickets are sold. I pull up my phone and there's a 6 o'clock show and an 8 o'clock show. And as I look at my phone, it says sold out for the 8 o'clock show. I go, Bergman, I think I just sold out my first show after 25 years of comedy. Bergman had a tear in his eye.
Yeah?
He really did. There was also a cat there. He's allergic to cats. So but
well, could have been either. After all these years of like selling no tickets, and by the way, I just want to correct, it was the 10:30 show. It was the late show that
show.
Sold out, which is even
crazier. The late crowd, huh?
That's an even harder one to sell out.
Yeah.
So my phone rings. It's my agent. And I go, oh, he's probably going to tell me the show sold out. I'll just act surprised, you know? And so I go, hello. And he goes, hey, man, I just want to make you aware of something. Your late show in Raleigh, we'd only sold 3 tickets.
Oh, no.
And so we've canceled the show, but don't worry, we wrote sold out on the website to trick people. I go, you did a good job. I go, I'm the guy. You tricked me.
That's I mean,
it was awful.
There's a lot of radio in that, but I could see how it also fits the comedy world too.
Yeah, I have not had a
entertainment.
I hadn't had a 180 of emotion like that since this one time my ex-wife told me she loved me and I realized she was on a Bluetooth talking to some guy. But we just went back to Raleigh. We sold out 5 shows. We're here in St. Charles. I tell that story because it ends well. And next week will be my 150th appearance. On Gutfeld. It's been a journey, so it's good to be back.
I will tell you that my whole family, and when I say my whole family, so Gutfeld is on in our house, Fox News is on in our house, like while we're making dinner and stuff, I'm just checking the news, kind of keeping my eye on it, stopping to pay attention. Oh, Comey's been indicted. I need to listen to this. And then some of the other stuff, I'm like, eh. But when we see that Jamie Lisso is going to be on Gutfeld, my 15-year-old son in particular is like, oh, we got to watch that. And then I sit there very nervous.
Yeah.
I mean, he thinks you're hilarious. I think you're hilarious, but I don't feel comfortable thinking we shouldn't think it's hilarious in the same room.
I don't blame you. Yeah? I don't blame you at all. This Comey thing, I was reading about on the way here and I was thinking, I didn't even know that you could indict someone for false statements. I started thinking about those wedding vows my ex-wife did. Yeah, I should have known. There another red flag. I remember during the vow, she goes in good times and that's it.
Uh-oh. They just give me the bell. I have the bell.
Now. One of those red flags down the ski slope, I think, right there.
We love your bell. They have a bell in studio. It's one of these things. Oh, it's a, you can't. Oh, there it is. There
it
is.
I got the other one. Do you want the good bell?
It's good. It's a good. It's a good radio.
The second one is the bell for sound. The other one is the bell for looks.
Yeah,
that's all there is to it.
I actually have one of these with me at all times. And like if it's time to go to the show, and you know my wife Erica is taking too long to get ready, I just go. You know what I mean?
And then what?
I go, hey, time to leave. Time to come out here.
Is that she like respond to that? Like Pavlov's dog?
Not very
Pavlov's
well.
Dog,
it's weird. She does start salivating, which is weird. That's very odd.
She's always asking for a snack.
Yeah.
So you're going to be in St. Charles tonight. It seems like every time you've come back to the area, it's sold out faster and faster. It seems like in the past, I've been like, well, these shows are sold out, but you could still grab the late show on a Saturday night or something. How much has Gutfeld, like what percentage of being on the Gutfeld show has made this easy for you?
What is the highest percentage? 100? Honestly, it's like it's 99%. It's
because
it's
you have done a lot before you were on the Gutfeld show. It's not the sum total of what you've done.
Yeah, and what's weird is I remember having this conversation with Craig Robinson. You know Craig Robinson who was in The Office and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I remember talking to him, and he was saying when he did The Office, everyone was like, "Oh, dude, you're going to sell out all these comedy clubs," and he was like, "Not really." Like, it was a very good role, but it was like Hot Tub Time Machine for him that started selling. He's like, you just never know. And so I had like the show on Netflix with Rob Schneider, but it never really moved the needle. Gutfeld, the first time I went on, I was opening for Rob Schneider that weekend, and I just mentioned it at the end of the show, and 70 people bought tickets, and I was the opener. And I go, oh, I got to do this show more.
Do people do stand-up comedy? I mean, I've been, you know, the one show, one live show that I went to was in L.A., and I went to Family Feud.
I love that show.
By Louis Anderson.
It's my favorite
show. Louis Anderson days? Nice.
Yeah. I don't know how long that time frame was, but I learned the warm-up guy who comes out and gets the crowd kind of going and stuff.
Yes.
So when the show starts, there's some energy in the room. Mm-hmm. Does Gutfeld do that?
Gutfeld does. We do have a guy named Gene who goes up and does about 10, 15 minutes. That's a very specific skill, by the way.
Yeah.
Warming up a show like that. I could not do it. Like what Matt Bergman does when he opens for me. He's just like a really good comedian that headlines everywhere, but he'll take a break and open for like TJ Miller or me or whatever. Bergman, by the way, coming back to St. Charles to headline.
Yeah.
So if you can't get into my show.
And you can't get tickets for Jamie this weekend, I'll do his entire act.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. And you'll be there.
Word for word. So it's basically like seeing Jamie. January 29th through February 1st.
Are tickets up for sale
tickets
right now?
Tickets just run on sale today.
Well, then go sell that show out before they leave. How about that? Matt Bergman, January 29th through February 1st. You can check out Matt Bergman. You two partnered up. It sounds like you've been working together, known each other for a while.
I'm from Buffalo, New York originally. Jamie's from Rochester. So he was like, at the time, and once again, more compliments, get ready, get the bell ready.
The silver one.
Yeah, exactly. He had done like Tonight Show with Leno at the time, and like everyone in Buffalo like looked up to him and stuff like that. The first time I met him, I thought he was talking about me through a karaoke singer.
Oh, this is a great story.
And we almost didn't become friends.
True story.
Yeah. We worked in South Bend, Indiana together. It was a Tuesday through Sunday, so we have to live together in a condo.
Mm-hmm.
And so after the first show, I bomb the first show. He does great, very funny. And he's a couple local comics say, hey, do you want to come to this karaoke bar with us? And I had my car, and Jamie's like, can you drive me? I was like, of course. So he's like, I'm going upstairs real fast, change, I'll be down in 10 minutes. So a couple local comics are like, hey, man, we're going to my car to smoke. Do you want to smoke with us?
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I didn't really smoke a lot of that stuff.
By the way, when people say, do you want to smoke, they never mean cigarettes.
They never mean cigarettes.
Yeah, so
they never mean cigarettes.
Yeah, so it was a drug.
But I just want them to like me. So I go, sure. And so they pass. And so they're like, do you smoke a lot? I go, all the time.
Is that a lie?
Of course.
Yeah, big lie.
So I take like 4 or 5 hits of this stuff. Hi. Jamie, by the way, has no idea I smoked, which is very important to the story. So I get out of the car. He comes down. I drive him to the karaoke bar. We're having a great time. A terrible karaoke singer goes on stage, and they make fun of how bad the karaoke singer is.
Yeah, she's like, do you have any requests? And I'm like, yeah, could you play At Another Time? could you do something else? Remember, it was like a bunch of...
Yeah, that one hit me. He's like, can you do something else? And they're all laughing, and I go, oh my gosh. They're talking about how bad of a comedian I am through the karaoke
this
singer.
This is insane, right?
And it was
You're
too
like a
late.
Woman.
It's in my head. It's spiraling out of control. Yeah. I left him there. I told him I knew he was talking about me through the karaoke singer. If you don't think I'm funny, I respect you. I think you're so funny. But please, I was about to break down. So I left and I drove back to the condo. I was about to cancel. I left him there. I was his ride, by the way. And that's how it started off.
And here you are.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Which I think he just felt bad for me. He's like, oh, he saw through me. So for 20 years, he's been playing this game of like he wasn't talking about me through the karaoke singer. So
Annie, I was talking about him.
Well, we like to break news here on the Annie Fry Show as much as possible. And how long ago was that?
It's got to be about 18 years ago.
18 years ago.
Yeah.
And you're still talking about it. I love that. Yeah. So what's it like to bomb? There's no way you still, you can't bomb, can you?
When you're coming up like with it, well, you know what? There's always corporate shows. So like when you do a corporate show, it's always like a really difficult situation.
Isn't this a great example of grief to dollar ratio?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
It sucks, but I'm banking.
I feel like I'm more consistent. If you're at a comedy club, it's probably going to go well. But if it's a weird situation, I did a show not that long. I was in like North Carolina, and it was like this corporate thing. And when I got there, they go, "Hey, we got some bad news. The air conditioning just went out. It's the middle of summer." They go, "This place was packed." They go, "Now it's like super hot," and everyone just left. There's only like 20 people left. Would you still do the show? And I go, "Yeah, I don't care." And so I'm in, you know, North Carolina. It's like 8 p.m. and they open the windows in order to get like some ventilation in there. And every time I told the joke and nobody laughed, I actually heard crickets.
Oh, no.
Literally, like outside the window.
That's like a personal conversation.
Yeah. And what's interesting about bombing is, as I was bombing, half of me felt awful about myself, and the other half couldn't wait to tell my friends. I was like, this is so horrible. I cannot wait to share this.
It was
with
like
people.
The sausage making of good
comedy.
Exactly.
That's funny. Exactly.
Well, can you guys stick around for till the end of the hour?
Absolutely.
Cool? Sure.
All right. We've got Matt Bergman in studio here at Bergman Comedy on all the socials. And of course, Jamie Lisso, they're both in St. Charles tonight, but you didn't get your tickets fast enough. So the next time they come, you need to hurry up and get your tickets so that you don't miss out. And you can get Matt Bergman tickets at the end of January. You can follow, ding, ding, Jamie Lisso online at I Am Jamie Lisso. You have such funny stuff on your Instagram account. It's a great follow. Also, jamielisso.com. All right, let's get Ethan in here. Maybe we'll do a little Be or Not to Be next. Don't go away. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We got Ethan in here. I was going to say, if you were Ryan, I would say the least funny person, Ethan. But I don't like making fun of you like I make fun. Like I like making fun of Ryan, who is out until Tuesday. We do have Jamie Lisso and Matt Bergman in here. Matt Bergman is opening up for Jamie Lisso in the streets of St. Charles tonight. I think you'd probably say to the people listening, Jamie, that if you've not been to a stand-up comedy show, I think a lot of people in the Fox News world, you guys are like the gateway drug to going to want to see all the comedians. Like once you go to see one, you're like, I don't know what I've been missing this whole time.
I had that experience as a kid, like going to my first comedy show, and it's absolutely one of the coolest live events. Because you can see a play, which is, I love seeing a play, but there's something about stand-up where the show you see that night will never be done again. Even if some of the jokes, it's just something about it being a real experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love it. Come on out.
When we saw you the first time I came to see you, and I don't know if you remember doing this joke, but we have a gentleman's club named PT's.
Oh, I vaguely remember this.
Yeah, and this is what we're talking about.
I think what I said.
From a you'll never see the show again, because it's very specific to St. Louis, and you, I think, asked a question to somebody, and somebody said PT's. And you're like,
I remember.
Maybe we've been abbreviating this the whole time.
Yeah, and I go, I think I know what the P and the T mean.
And you stitched it through the entire, and my husband and I, every time we are like driving down 64 or whatever where PT's is, we talk about
that.
You
so
how do you feel about that?
Because I remember we went to D&B's by mistake once.
Oh, no.
Completely different place, completely different group of people.
There it is.
Ethan's filling in for Ryan today. We're going to do a little B or Not the B. This is where Ethan's going to give us headlines, and we're going to determine, is this a real headline or is this the Babylon B? Ethan?
So we'll go ahead and get started with our first one here, the headline. Hillary says we all must stop pointing fingers, as we all know the Republicans are to blame.
That happened.
That seems real.
To not to be, right?
I think that was like a 22-second clip, and she said, we need to stop doing this. Republicans have been doing it, and it needs to stop. I think that was the 22-second clip. Yeah. Is it the real?
It's real.
So this did happen, but the story is
a little bit
satire to where this is from The B. It says, while appearing on MSNBC's Morning Joe, former Secretary of State and First Lady Hillary Clinton called for unity amidst the onslaught of political violence, saying we must all stop pointing fingers. As we all know, the Republicans are to blame. Let's just say it. White men of a certain persuasion, certain religion, certain point of view, certain ideology are literally destroying America, Clinton told host Joe Scarborough. Why are we bickering amongst ourselves when Republicans are allowed to walk freely? It's time to stop demonizing both sides and pointing fingers instead And point fingers at Republicans. And she later said, "Am I not merciful?" She offering her hand for Scarborough to kiss.
Is it, Jamie, is there any chance that Hillary Clinton still has presidential aspirations?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so. Don't you think? I feel like it might be over. I feel like that page is turned.
Speaking of turning pages, have you read Kamala Harris's book or any excerpts from it?
I read just the first five pages, and then it just repeats over and over. And so I wish, you know what would make me, I'm an audiobook person.
Uh-huh. Same.
Would you guys not read/listen to her book if she got progressively more drunk throughout the reading of the, book?
You could change the speed with which you listen to it. You could probably just make
Wouldn't that
happen.
Be great? I looked at the end of the book, and the sources were just different types of liquors.
Do you think she'll run again?
I do. I know she says no. In her book, one of the quotes in her book was something like, she did say, "I'm done with elected offices." And I was like, "I don't think that's your decision. I think that was the voters that decided you were."
Nice spin, though.
I have a weird feeling she runs. She said no, but she says a lot of stuff and goes back on it, right? And so
yes.
I think there's a chance. Who, what do you think?
What sage wisdom has she shown us that would suggest that she would make the right choice in this?
Yeah. Isn't it weird, too, like Kamala comes out with that book and she's like, "Here's all the stuff I was really thinking back then." Trump could never have a book like that. He already told us.
Yeah.
She was like, "I should have said this. This was happening."
Yeah. She was completely managed, which apparently is what Joe Biden was as well.
Yeah.
Next headline.
Kamala's audiobook lets you pick which Kamala accent you want to hear from.
Amazing.
Softball.
Amazing.
It's got to be a bee.
It is indeed the bee. The new memoir by the former vice president will include a revolutionary new feature as publishers announced that Kamala Harris's audiobook lets you pick which accent you want to hear for each chapter. These include Black, very Black, Hispanic, vaguely Indian, Southern, Jamaican, and Klingon.
Jamie?
I love it. I love this.
Shannon, to you.
That's a B.
That's a B.
It's got to be a B. I remember when she was going to the border and people were like, "Kamala shouldn't go to the border." I was like, "I want to hear her Mexican accent."
We haven't heard that one yet.
Her audiobook with Gilbert Gottfried would have been amazing.
Amazing.
Could you imagine?
No. I don't want to imagine. What do you got?
Moving on here, next headline. Trump says president of Somalia didn't want to take Ilhan Omar back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That happened.
That's a real headline.
That happened
isn't it?
From the Oval Office.
I would think that's a real headline only because
he would not know the President of Somalia's name. He would just...
So. I feel like if it's a B article, the writer should be fired for not being funny.
Yeah,
I'm going to say real. I'm going real.
It is indeed real. Trump quoted saying, "I met the head of Somalia. Did you know that?" Trump told
the head of Somalia. He doesn't even know. Is it emperor? Is it president? Is it king?
The head. I'm running for head of Somalia.
Quote continues, "And I suggested that maybe he'd like to take her back. And he said, I don't want her."
Well.
Only President Trump. Only President Trump. Moving on here to the next one in the B or not the B. U.S. begs Bridget Macron to please, please not submit photographic proof that she is a woman.
That's a great joke. So that's a great one.
That's a B.
What do you make of all of that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Do you mean in general? Like in the whole...
Just the whole... I mean, like, I'm just openly going to say, like, the Candace Owens stuff, I just stay far away from it.
Yeah, I kind
of
do, too.
I, there's nothing there for me.
Yeah.
And if any of it materializes into something factual, I'll report on it then. But the Bridget Macron stuff...
Yeah, I'm with you. I kind of stay at a distance.
I don't know,
let
like...
it play out.
If we find out the truth here, then what?
Right.
What happens next?
Right, I don't know.
Not
I
so
would
sure.
like to see the photos, though.
Why not?
You know, say
a
quick
there's
look.
Worse stuff out there.
Yeah.
Let me read this quote. Bridget Macron, we know you have been baselessly slandered, but we urge you to please reconsider this, said Bob Smith, a spokesperson for America.
Bob Smith.
Please spare us. If you release these photos, they will be in our social media feeds for weeks, and we'll have to gouge our eyes out with ice picks. Please do not do this.
That's real.
It'll be meme worthy. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, that's one story that I'm just, I kind of like peek around the corner. I'm like, is it still out? Okay,
yeah.
I'm just
going to.
Good.
One more? We have time for one more
here?
Let's okay. Americans return to not watching Jimmy Kimmel by choice.
Oh, gosh. I need an extra at least 1 minute because I need to ask you about Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay. Would love to.
All right.
That's a B.
Is there anything, do you find Jimmy Kimmel to be funny? I've heard a lot of industry people say that he's actually a really genuinely great guy. And that they really appreciate. They don't love what he's doing with the show, but they have nice things to say about who he is as a person.
Yeah, and like I don't know Kimmel. I've never met him in person, but I'm hanging with Carolla all the time,
mm-hmm.
and he always says like Jimmy's the greatest guy ever, man. It's almost like everyone's sort of a character, and you end up sort of forming this. You know, and I feel like I do wish all of those guys. I think you should have to have a joke.
Yes.
Not just an opinion. And I feel like, say you have it, let's at least have two jokes surrounding your opinion. When I'm watching what's supposed to be like what someone took over from Carson, like Carson was famously said, like, no one will ever know who I vote for. That's not what this position is about.
Yeah.
That's when I do get irritated. But like Kimmel's monologue last night, we watched in the car and we left. We go, this guy, like, you know, but I do feel like he used to be a little more fun, a little more funnier, but now I feel like he's using that position maybe, and I don't get it. Like, if you're watching Kim, you probably vote in his way already. So it's like an echo. I don't think anyone's changing their mind. No one's ever like, yeah, Kimmel said that, and so I'm just, so I don't know. I don't have a lot of patience for it. I think it's about, even in my show, I'm on Fox News, and a bunch of people came to my show last night, and they go, oh my God, we bought our tickets, we're super liberal. We didn't realize who you were until we were like way into this. We heard people talking, and they go, we had a great time.
Yeah.
Like, there's no part of my show that's going to make you feel stupid or vilified or where you choose a team. So I sometimes feel like entertainment should be kept as entertainment.
Yeah, I'm like asking myself, what is Jimmy Kimmel doing a show for? So you're saying there has to be a joke. If he doesn't want to do jokes, then just be honest with the American people about what kind of, it's not a comedy show.
Right, go on a different channel, right? Don't do it with the public, don't, you know,
or tell
ABC
that you want to do a news commentary show that might be funny from time to time for people who hate Donald Trump.
Do you guys feel like... you know who I feel bad for? Stephen Colbert. Do you feel like Colbert's like, man, I should have said something negative about Mega?
Yeah, there's still time for that. The B.
It is indeed the B.
Jamie Lisso, Matt Bergman in St. Charles tonight. You missed your opportunity to get tickets for this show, but you can go to jamielisso.com. You will not be disappointed. And get the tickets for Matt Bergman, January 29th through February 1st, coming back to St. Charles. Guys, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. I love the B, by the way. I used to be married to one. Hey, little. You know what I mean?
We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.